I've met people across the Philippines, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and it's been really nice, especially for the work that I do in digital ID, because all of these countries are kind of just initiating digital ID policies, as opposed to the ones that I've done before that, where there are digital ID systems already kind of working and operational. So it's been really nice to work when the project is still at its nascent stages, so we can actually do something to mitigate harm.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia-Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of changemakers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia-Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of GRAPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues. I'm Red from Engage Media, and without further ado, here is our episode.
Hello everybody and welcome to Pretty Good Podcast, Digital Rights in the Asia Pacific with Engage Media. I am Red, and we are at GRAPAC 23, where I am joined by Shruti. Welcome, Shruti.
Thank you, hi.
Can you tell us about your organization's work?
Sure. So I work with the Center for Internet and Society in India, and we largely work on digital rights, mostly across India, but also sometimes across the world. And currently I'm doing a project on it's called the Greater Internet Freedom, where we look at digital ID policies across the world to see what kind of privacy exclusionary harms they're introducing and what we can do to sort of mitigate that.
And Greater Internet Freedom is such a global project.
Right.
And you're meeting a bunch of partners here at GRAPAC 23,
yep,
attending their sessions and other sessions, having conversations. Can you tell us a bit about what that is like?
Sure. I think it's especially new for me because I haven't really worked in the Asia, especially Southeast Asia, part of the world at all. I've been largely working either in India or in with a couple of countries in Africa. So this was really, really new for me and very interesting. And it's been great. I've met people across the Philippines, Bangladesh, Malaysia, and it's been really nice, especially for the work that I do in digital ID, because all of these countries are kind of just initiating digital ID policies. So as opposed to the ones that I've done before that, where there are digital ID systems already kind of working and operational. So it's been really nice to work, to see people work when the project is still at its nascent stages, so we can actually do something to mitigate harms. And it's been really useful for this collaboration, I think, because we're seeing very similar patterns across many countries. So it's been really useful to kind of discuss what worked in our countries, what didn't work, and what is likely to be good in these other countries.
Digital IDs, for those of us who aren't as familiar with that, can you speak about some of the main issues surrounding that?
A digital ID system would be one where you have every citizen of a country is kind of given a unique identity that is then linked to a lot of data points whenever they do something. So if you were to use your digital identity to say go to a government service and verify your identity to be able to get some sort of service, then they would essentially have your unique ID that is now pegged to a lot of data points. So it would be able to tell what you did there, what you're going to do next, what you know, your name, your sometimes your DNA or your biometric information. So there are a lot of privacy harms that this, of course, introduces, because it's all stored in a central database that usually is very obscure. You don't really know what kind of information they have. You're not notified if there's been some sort of breach. You have no idea if somebody's using your information. And then there's also a set of exclusionary harms. So this is essentially, you need to show your ID to be able to access really important government services. And if for some reason you don't have that ID or there is something wrong in the ID itself, so say this has happened a lot in India, so your name has been incorrectly recorded in the system and you go and you try to say that this is my ID, please allow me to do this. They say, no, this is not your name. And so you're not able to access this service. So that's another really important harm where you're kind of excluded from a lot of really important government interaction, essentially.
And when you go back to India from this assembly to your work, are there ideas or collaborations that you have in mind that was inspired by your interactions here at the assembly?
Yes, for sure. I think, like I said, I haven't done a lot of Southeast Asia work, so I have already, I have a lot of people's cards I've collected and I'm eager to work with. And I think one thing in particular that was really useful was a session I attended by Open Culture Foundation on the digital ID system in Taiwan and how they had a Supreme Court or a court case that they were successful in, which was actually really great because I've looked at across a lot of court cases on digital ID systems and they don't really work. I mean, the courts don't really understand the big harms that the system might introduce and they're kind of very nonchalant about ID systems. So that is something that I really, they sort of had a collaboration between technical experts and activists and lawyers and they were able to be successful. I think that is something that I really want to learn more from because that is something I think that's really lacking in this space.
If I want to learn more about digital IDs or your work at CIS, where do I go?
Sure. So you can find us on Center for Internet Society or CIS.com and .in, sorry. And also on digitalid.design, which is a website that we have specifically for our digital ID projects. And there is a lot of work there across many countries, a lot of really information, really useful tools for how to kind of do a lot of digital ID work. And hopefully we'll be publishing the GIF reports soon as well.
All of these links will be available in the description of this episode, as well as the accompanying blog post. Thank you so much, Shruti.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and see you next time.